ninth and last parak of Kilayim. We are starting a new type of Kilayim. In the beginning of the Masechta, we had Kilayim of Zroim, different types of grains or vegetables growing together. Then we went to Kilayim Kerem, Kilayim of the vineyard together, vines together with grains or vegetables. The last parak we were talking about Kilayim Behema, which was combining animals, either having them mate together or drag a wagon and the like together, the two species of salsa, and now Kilayim Begodim, which is generally called Shatnes. So, Ein Ozem Mishum Kilayim, Elo Temu Pishnes. As far as Shatnes is concerned, the only two species that have, that create this Isser is lamb wool and linen. The Ein Ometam Benagoyim Elo Temu Pishnes. Also, as far as there's a type of taras of clothing. It's also only clothing made out of one of these two materials. The godam of the kohanim, the basic mikdash, were also made only from one of these two types of fibers. Tzemer gemalim, the tzemer v'chelim, shetofim zebezeh. If a person took tzemer of a wool from a camel, which is not considered tzemer in respect to the halacha of shachnis, and he mixed it together with the tzemer, the wool of a sheep. If after everything is mixed together, he now created threads out of them, if the majority of these of this is from the gemalim, from the camels, then it's mutter. This is halacha. We go by the majority. A chiddush, because there's no real isser over here yet. The isser is when you mix the wool and the linen. You took the wool, which is not yet osser, and you mixed it with the mutter wool. Even so, we say if the mixture is the rove from the davar mutter, then the whole thing comes mutter. This is similar if a drop of milk falls into a big large amount of water. So also the milk, if the water is 160 times the milk, even though presently they're both mutter, but according to the logic set over here, it would be possible also. Yeah, in rove menarchem also, the majority of the wool over here that is making made up this mixture is from sheep wool, and it's also to put together with flax or linen. Mechza also is also 50% also. So you need the heter to be mevatel to overpower the iser, has to be majority. The same thing applies with pishtin, which is a linen, and kambas is some other type of hemp, some other type of fiber, which is similar to the pishtin. Also, if the majority is pishtin, has the status of pishtin, the majority is kumbas. And the status of kundus, 50%, we have to be machmer and give the status of pishtim.